This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of spending money, Tesla, as has been widely reported the past couple of days, has just made a big bet in the battery space. A $5 billion factory in Nevada that'll produce batteries at unheard-of scale and thus, in accordance with the laws of supply and demand, push down the price of said batteries. Now, Tesla founder Elon Musk does tend to speak with an air of certainty around him. The promised land of electric cars is not far off, is kind of how his spiel goes. But that doesn't mean there aren't still a whole lot of questions about it. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Better, cheaper, smaller. That's the promise of tomorrow's batteries and their many evangelists, says clean energy investor Matthew Norden.
But if you look at the number of announcements, promises, high hopes, explorations to the number of things that actually deliver and ship, it's a pretty narrow funnel.
But say step change does happen. Cost savings could chop the price of a $14,000 electric car battery in half. Entrepreneurs like UC Berkeley chemist Stephen Visco could make batteries with triple the driving range.
It'd be awfully nice to have a fully charged vehicle that would take you, say, 300 to 400 miles on a single charge.
All that assumes our relationship with cars will stay the same, that we each own one and have to refuel it. Business professor David Kirsch at the University of Maryland is not so sure.
Maybe we all just call an Uber or a Google car, and we don't care how it's powered or how much it costs. We're kind of predicting marginal changes. We may be missing the radical change.
The kind of change steam engines brought, and semiconductors and petroleum. As far as batteries, well, big leaps in energy storage could turn our homes into baby power plants or electrify a drone economy. Ridiculous? Berkeley's Stephen Visco recalls a conference in the early 90s where this crazy question turned up.
Is it possible that we'll see lithium-ion batteries in power tools? And it was immediately reviled as a crazy idea. There's no way. It's dangerous.
And today, we're drilling away. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.